continue. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. A shooting at an Indianapolis area shopping mall Sunday, killing three people and wounding two others. Fox's Chris DeMeo has more.
Police in Greenwood say a man who was armed with several magazines of ammunition opened fire with a rifle in a food court.
What we do know right now is that we have what appears to be one shooter. Looks to be an adult male. We have not identified him yet. We do not have a motive yet.
Greenwood Police Chief Jim Eisen, an armed civilian, shot and killed the suspect. Both injured victims are in stable condition.
A Texas House committee released their report Sunday following their investigation into law enforcement's response during the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. Texas State Congressman Republican Dustin Burroughs speaking about whether the classroom door was locked.
I am not willing to tell you with 100% absolute certainty that we know, and we may never know, whether or not that door was actually locked and secured at that time. But there's a strong emphasis, and we put it in the report, that it is more likely than not that if somebody had just gone up and tried the door handle, they could have opened it without a key.
Burroughs denouncing the disinformation following the mass shooting.
Who knew what, when, and how it flowed was clearly issues and has created some problems. And the back part of the report certainly does touch on that.
The report says law enforcement's response is filled with systemic failures. Law enforcement didn't follow their active shooter training and put their own safety first. 376 law enforcement officials had responded to the shooting. 19 children and two teachers were fatally shot. Jury selection is set to begin Monday in the trial of former Trump advisor Steve Bannon, who faces criminal contempt of Congress charges for refusing to cooperate for months with the January 6th House Select Committee. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Multiple shark bites and sightings happening along New York's Long Island over the past few weeks.
The shark fin sighting prompted local officials in Nassau County to close several beaches to swimmers. Each summer, there are reports of shark sightings along New York's Long Island, but shark attacks are extremely rare, and there have been several here these last few weeks. In Suffolk County, first a 41-year-old man was knocked off his paddleboard by a sand tiger shark, which then bit him on the leg. Later in the day, a 49-year-old man along Seaview Beach was chomped on the left wrist and backside. In New York, Laura Engel, Fox News.
In response to the Biden administration's border policies, Texas and Arizona have been busing migrants to the nation's capital. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser tells CBS's Face the Nation that more needs to be done to curb the situation.
Well, local taxpayers are not picking up the tab and should not pick up the tab. And we really need a coordinated federal response. We know that it's done for refugees who come to the states from all points of the world. And the same has to be done in this situation.
Skittles facing a lawsuit regarding whether their candies are fit for consumption.
A class action lawsuit was filed Thursday in California against candy manufacturer Mars, claiming the makers of Skittles were aware of a known toxin that makes the rainbow candies unfit to eat. Attorneys say that Skittles were unsafe for consumers because of heightened levels of titanium dioxide as a food additive. The compound is used to create the artificial rainbow colors, but the European Union recently banned titanium dioxide after a food safety regulator deemed it unsafe because of genotoxicity, or the ability to change DNA. Mars had said in a 2016 press release that they intended to remove titanium dioxide from their products. The lawsuit seeks unspecified damages for fraud.
That's Fox's Matt Napolitano. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.